I've been to 24 out of 32 states in Mexico. This overlooked gem is a new favorite. By Daniel Hernandez Los Angeles Times. I sat down recently and counted, surprising myself, that I've notched visits to 24 of Mexico's 32 states, for leisure or while reporting. Querétaro is a highland charmer. Nuevo León is the country's muscular northern colossus. Campeche, a verdant beauty. Everywhere I go in this country, I find new wonders. Then I visited Colima, and it hit me that Mexico is an endless cornucopia that will never vanquish a traveler's curiosity. Never heard of button-sized Colima? Don't fret. A lover of Mexico may be vaguely aware of its important port at Manzanillo, or the state's spectacular volcano complex. Otherwise, Colima is not commonly on visitors' radar. The tourism industry is consistently ranked among Mexico's smallest. Yet it is a refreshingly contained and relaxed culture, with foods that are only found here. The depth of its riches are laid out in an ambitious recent series of culinary guidebooks by a group called Colima Sabe. The state has international airports in Manzanillo and Colima, which you might call Burbank-sized, largely serviced by connecting flights from Mexico City. Weekend travelers also come in by road from Guadalajara. There is a smattering of mid-tier or boutique hotels in central Colima or the nearby village of Camala, and a few resort hotels in Manzanillo. If you go, here are a handful of to-dos for a sure-to-be-surprising Colima journey. Taste the tuba. Colima's traditional devotion to tuba comes into focus as you traverse the region and notice vendors congregating on busy street corners or central plazas with gourds or jugs of a milky liquid. It is tart, crisp, and infinitely cooling for tropical temperatures. Embrace the Compuesta style. Tuba poured over ice and adorned with crumbled nuts and ruddy red fruit chunks, turning the liquid pink. El Camelón de la Tuba, a well-known stand near central Colima, made the best that I tasted on my visit. Avoid tuba that looks too brown or tastes too vinegary. Asterisk El Camelón de la Tuba, Avenida Constitución 2008, Centro, 28017 Colima, at Camelón de la Tuba Official. Savor Nico Mejia's restaurants in Manzanillo. La Sal, breezy and surprising in a former carport at his mother's home in Manzanillo, launched the fame of Chef Nico Mejia as a destination cook in 2020. Earlier this year, he moved La Sal to a plot directly on a beach facing the Pacific. The restaurant makes refined regional favorites like ceviche calamense and his tostada de pozole seco, and mixes cocktails with tuba. The white-walled Casa Wrangel is Mejia's power meeting magnet for internationally inspired local fare. Not too far away, Mejia's partner Melissa Santa Maria Mora runs an excellent bakery called Santa Maria. These are restaurants on par with any you'd see in Guadalajara or Mexico City. Asterisk La Sal Playa, Avenida Lázaro Cárdenas 797, Playa Azul Las Brisas, 28217 Manzanillo, at La Sal Playa _. Sip the prize-winning beers of Cerveceria de Colima. Winner of the Copa Cerveza Mexico 2025 for Best Large Brewery, Cerveceria de Colima has been my go-to for quality, consistency, and innovation since I first tasted its pale ale, the Páramo. I'd hold it against any other in this style. Over the years, I've found that just about everything Cerveceria de Colima brews is satisfying. I've enjoyed the session IPA called Piedra Lisa, the bright Pilsner Colimita, and the brewery's recent entrant in the non-alcoholic market, Colima Zero. The headquarters just outside Colima City offer tastings, and in February, co-founder Esteban Silva and his team opened a taproom in the city called Estación Colimita. When a restaurant anywhere in Mexico offers these beers, I know they know what they're doing. Asterisk Estación Colimita, Avenida Constitución 1401 Local 1, Jardines Vista Hermosa 4, 28017 Colima, at Cervecería de Colima. Take in coffee and casual dining in Camala and Colima. Camala is a postcard-ready pueblo a few miles north of Colima. Those familiar with Mexican literature will recognize the name matching the fictional town in Juan Rulfo's 1955 novel, Pedro Páramo, the groundbreaking book that Gabriel Garcia Marquez said inspired his magical realism masterpieces. The connection is coincidental, Yet a certain air of enchantment hangs over Kamala's cobbled streets and tiled rooftops. According to Silva, who lives near Kamala, the restaurants worth noting here are Quaxiote, De La Suerte, and Hacienda Pascual Nagueras with Chef Alan Ramos. In Colima City for coffee and a nice meal, visitors should bookmark Puerto Café and Cumber, a restaurant and bakery that stands out in a scene of growing maturity and ambition. Asterisk Quaxiote, Degollado 81, Centro, 28450 Kamala, at Quaxiote. Bite into Colima's iconic Pozol Seco. It is Colima's most famous regional specialty. All the ingredients and most of the preparation of a traditional white pozol, only without the liquid that makes it a stew. Its origins are uncertain, with one tale suggesting that a cook at Manzanillo's Mercado left a pot of pozol over fire and forgot it. When she returned to find the broth dried out, the lore is the cook slathered the remaining mass of meat and hominy on a tostada, and Pozol Seco was born. Find it at the local markets, cenadurias, comedores, and the sit-down restaurants that ring Colima City's central plaza, such as Ramos New, Aquí es Colima, asterisk Aquí es Colima, Portal Morelos 1, Centro 28000 Colima, at Aquiesco La Mapper Gloria de Dios. Explore Colima's ancient history. Colima's major pre-Hispanic site is La Campana, a grid of streets and structural bases that is believed to have been settled as early as 1870 BC in Mexico's pre-classic period. The archaeological zone sits right beside urbanized Colima. At the former Hacienda Community Nagueras near Kamala, an impressive museum features historical and archaeological artifacts and the restaurant Pascual mentioned above. The museum holds ceramics of a dog from ancient times that is native to Colima, similar to Mexico's more well-known native hairless dog, the Zolo Itzcuintle. Colima's Tlalquichi breed is similar, with shorter legs. Though now sadly it is extinct, the Tlalquichi is the state's unofficial mascot, incorporated in signage, marketing, and touristy knickknacks. Asterisk Museo Universitario Alejandro Rangel Hidalgo Nagueras, Nagueras S/N 28450 Nagueras, Kamala, at Alejandro Rangel Nagueras. Copyright 2026 Los Angeles Times. Visit at latimes.com. Distributed by Tribune Content Agency, LLC.